the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Barber's Body Shop, Air Adjusters, Jessup Furniture, and by Moon Doggies. And now, here is your host, Kip Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location at Moon Doggies, where we will be each and every week on Wednesday night at 7 for the entire football season. This segment of the Sean Pender Show is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Barber's Body Shop, Air Adjusters, Jessup Furniture, and by Moon Doggies. And now join us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Coach Sean Pender.
Hey, Kip.
Hey. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing good.
Coach, you got your first experience of the city championship last week. We came up a little bit short. Your impressions of the whole hoopla atmosphere surrounding the game?
Well, the atmosphere was really good. It was, I love the energy that you see. You know, you had a whole bunch of people out there tailgating, having a good time. When we came in through the buses, you got to see that. And then the fans, the student bodies came out in full force. I would love for it to be like that for every game. That'd be awesome. But the fans came out, I believe, you know, I want to say we had more fans than they did, believe it or not. It was a big crowd, and you know, that part was exciting. You know, we just didn't play our best game, and you got to play your best game when you're playing in that type of environment, and that didn't happen.
Describe the week of practice last week leading up to the football game.
The actual practice was good. You know, we practiced, we executed well in practice, we did the things, you know, like we normally did. You know, and you know, some of the, you know, if you get to do it all over again, you know, when it's a learning experience, I think we did put too much pressure on our kids. And the community is going to do that. That's going to happen in a game like this. But us as a coaching staff, it's our job to lessen that pressure. And I don't think we did a very good job with that. I think we added to it, to be honest with you. And, you know, it showed in our play. We played tense. We didn't play loose. We didn't play the type of ball that we're capable of playing.
Describe kids, you know, they, and I guess people like me and others are responsible for that. We put a lot of pressure on these kids, and sometimes they respond, sometimes they don't, because, you know, in a rival game, especially against your biggest rival, you want nothing more than to win, and we put a lot of pressure on.
Well, you know, some people, they live vicariously through these kids. They wish that they can't put the uniforms on anymore, so they got to live through the kids that are actually putting the uniforms on. But it is. It's part of the game. It's part of the atmosphere. It's part of what you sign up for. You know, when you're playing high school football in South Georgia, that's a big deal. You know, and it's going to be a big deal. And you want it to be a big deal for your community. You want that type of atmosphere. So we just got to make sure we handle the pressure the way you're supposed to handle the pressure. And you know, that's life, too. Yeah, the bigger stage you're on, the more pressure you're going to be under, and you're going to have to perform.
Coach, after experiencing your first city championship game, from all the hoopla and the hype and the dinners and all the stuff you have to do with the other teams and the extra interviews and all that kind of stuff you have to do, it is a distraction. Did you learn anything you might do different next time, next year, year two in the rivalry?
I already got this week planned out.
You got it planned out?
It's already planned out how it's going to execute, what we're going to do. It was a learning experience. Yeah, there's some things that I didn't know that I know now. For example, when we did the dinner, you know, it's a situation where one team that was showing up was already in khakis and all dressed nice, and we were coming straight off the field, coming over there. I didn't know that we were supposed to be uniformed that way. That wasn't explained. But little things like that kind of, you know, we're going to have that balance out a lot better. I'll just say that.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender and the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, we came out, we got the ball, won the toss, immediately threw a pass down the field, got in the red zone. Didn't come up with any points. You had to be, in your efficiency, I don't want to say the word, but you're one of these efficiency kind of people, and I know you had to be disappointing the red zone stuff.
Well, they came out and they did exactly what they thought they were going to do. I know some people asked me after the game whether they were rolling coverages. I confused you. No, they did exactly what we thought they were going to do, and we just have to execute. That's why we were able to move the ball down the field so easily. It was, we knew what they were doing. It wasn't anything special. They just did a good job at what they do, and we did not. And you know, on the third down play, you know, we got to be cognizant on the field of the down and distance. We ran a rollout play that we were looking for a flat player. We did not get the ball to them. We should either try to run it with their legs or we should have thrown it out of bounds. You don't take a sack like we did. We took a sack that put us out of field goal range, but we didn't have a chance to, you know, to make the field goal. If you remember, the area we were in was right inside the 20. If we didn't get the first down, we would have attempted a field goal and at least try to get 3 points out of the situation. But it didn't happen. And the next time we go down there, if you remember the second drive, we, you know, got a couple first downs, got ourselves down there again, and we ran a pump and go, and the receiver made a great catch, but he did a toe line drag on the sideline.
Yeah, you watched that on the film.
Toe line drag on the sideline.
Was it close?
It was very close, okay. And it didn't go in our favor. It went in their favor, and they got the ball back, and you know, that's when some things happened. I think after that, they finally put together a decent drive on us. And then it was aided by trick plays. Trick plays that we were knowing were coming.
Right.
And anyhow, they were able to get us and get that score. And then, you know, just taking you through the game, really, the next drive, we go three and out. You can't do that after a score. Offensively, you have to, even if you don't score on that drive, you have to convert first downs. You have to change field position. You know, and we don't do that. We fumble the football. We fumble the football and they get it back and then they run what's called sudden change. After there's a turnover, there's something that's called sudden change, and typically teams will go for a big play. And then that's when they did the reverse pass and to Jernigan in the back of the end zone, and we saw it too late, and you know they were able to jump up and get a quick, easy score on us.
So this weekend you had a chance to sit down and watch the entire game film. What did you see? Did it just make you sick at some of the plays we had and didn't make?
Well, we know we're capable of making the plays, right. And we left a lot of plays out there. So that aspect of it, I was frustrated with. What I was pleased with was our kids never quit. They battled, they kept working, they kept fighting, and they fought all the way to the end. And it's just, you know, we came up short. We didn't play our best game, and that part was frustrating. But we did watch film. We did know that the game was there for us to take. And we didn't do it.
Coach, the offensive line, after 55 got ejected, man, those guys really lit a fire on them. They didn't like it when their comrade got ejected from the game, and they were fired up. And, you know, Glenn blitzed a lot, put a lot of pressure on us. But, you know, I don't know how many total yards we had in the football game, but it seemed like we moved the ball when we wanted to against them.
Yeah, we moved the ball well. It's just you got to finish. You know, we didn't finish like we should. They did get, when Warren got the ejection, that's another learning lesson for me. I think I was hot on that too long. I stayed hot on that official and throughout the rest of the night. And as a head coach, even though I felt our kid was done wrong, I have to keep my composure to make sure our kids keep their composure and make sure that they're not distracted by me yelling at the referees all night long as well. So that was definitely another thing that will be different from here on out. But yeah, our offensive line stepped up. I mean, we played a sophomore that came in, and he's got a little bit of playing time, but he played well. He played hard. But if you look, you know, our game plan was to have our two tackles, Kano and Warren, getting up and climbing up to the linebackers. And when we don't have one of those guys climbing up there, that one, you know, there's a play, you know, that happened that we did a power read, and the quarterback was breaking, you know, a touchdown, and the backside linebacker scraped through and made a shoestring tackle. Well, if that was Warren McClendon climbing up to that guy, he never was there to make the tackle and we ended up scoring, and that could change the whole outcome of the game. Mm. At that time, it would have put us up.
It would have. When we come back from the break, we'll talk a little bit more. We'll go through the injury report because it may be quite extensive. May spend some time on the injury report. We'll talk a little more about the offense, and we'll get into the defense, and then we'll start talking about Effingham. So more to come on the Sean Pender Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Your new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender's Coaches Show, Moondoggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moondoggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates!
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
The stress of being in an accident doesn't need to be compounded by dealing with a body shop that doesn't have your best interest in mind. That's why Barber's Body Shop has been in business for over 20 years, because they care about you. Locally owned and operated, which means the Barber's Body Shop family are people you know, your neighbors, people you go to church with and you see on Friday nights. Highway 341, just before the overpass next to Langford Auto Parts, 912-262-6841. And remember, let's go Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Brant on location from Moondoggies. This segment brought to you by Moondoggies, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Barber's Body Shop, and Coastal Pines Technical College. Coach, We're pretty banged up football team right now. Let's just go through the injury report. I mean, we've got a few.
Hey, I'm going to start with the positives.
Okay.
Ben McLeod's back. So that, I'm very pleased with that. Ben McLeod, he finally got released, and he's hobbling a little bit because he's not used to the placement though. But overall, he's feeling good. He looks good. A little out of shape. You know, he's not going to be able to play the entire game, but he is going to come in. He's going to play. He's going to give us some good quality reps. So I'm looking forward to seeing him on the field again. Defense aside, we're not as banged up as I thought we were at the beginning of the week. It doesn't look like Sherrod Frazier is probably going to be able to play. He's hopping around with a quad injury. He's been dressing, but today he couldn't even run. So I don't look forward to him playing much, if at all. Couple little things. You know, Rudy Nixon's got a cut on his shoulder, but I don't think it's something that's going to affect him playing. It affects some of his playing time. It affects him coming to practice on time, so therefore it's going to affect his playing time. That kind of stuff going on and dealing with there. But overall, the defense side of the ball, we're pretty healthy, I believe. Cam's telling me we're pretty good there, so I'm going to have to take his word on it. Offensive side of the ball, not having Warren, that's not an injury, but you know, he's ejected from the game. That's a big blow when you lose an offensive lineman of his caliber against a team like this that's real physical type of team. And then quarterback play is he's questionable. Well, he was questionable until today. Today I'll count him as probable. So more likely you'll see him at least start the game, and we'll just see how he does. But he's got an ankle injury. He rolled his ankle in the game, so he's kind of banged up there. Alonzo Brown is playing with a partially separated shoulder, but he had that before the Glenn game, and he played with the Glenn game, and he hasn't missed any practice time or anything like that. He just grimaces and goes through the pain.
Coach, just looking at Mr. Futz back there, you would think it's wintertime in New York City with his attire he's got on in Moondoggies tonight. So it's fall's in the air finally, so it finally feels like football season.
Oh, yeah, definitely a little brisk feeling in the air, which I like. I enjoy that. Now, tomorrow morning, our practice is going to be in the morning.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah, so we practice in the morning, so they're going to be bundled up like it's 30 degrees outside when it's probably 68.
Coach, our wide receivers, we made some great plays, and we made some not-so-great plays. And there's one question I want to ask. That last play of the football game, it didn't matter in the grand scheme of things, the outcome. I thought we caught that football.
We caught it. Okay. We came down. It's questionable. You can't really see whether he was in bounds or not. The refs said that we were out of bounds. When we came down, the GA player tried to grab it and take it from him, but in that situation, even if it's a tie, it goes to the offense. So they, instead of giving us a touchdown, and it does make a difference, because if it happens to be come down to a tie-breaking situation, you would have much rather lose by 6 points, than 13 points, and that could have made a difference if there's, say, Richmond Hill comes out and beats them, which is possible. They stumble and fall towards Bradwell. You never know what could happen, and say we win out. If that's the case, it could be a three-way tie, and then it's going to come down to point differential.
Coach, I like the way Shaq Robinson ran the football last Friday night. Now with Ben McLeod back, you're going into the season now, the two guys that you were counting on the most, and it seems like we're going to be pretty set there for the rest of the season.
Yes, and with the emergence of Jalen Trimmons. You can't forget about Jalen. Jalen has done a good job in the shadow. Just someone who's expected to be just a JV player. Now he's come in and done well. So he's still going to get some playing time with our varsity. And so with those three guys running the football, and Jamari has had a little bit of a banged up ankle, I think you're going to see a more of a physical run game from us, even without Warren.
You're listening to the Sean Pender Coach's Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, this was one of these games where everybody gets, excited, fan base and everybody, and tend to judge a little harshly. And I want to publicly apologize to you for the article that I wrote last Saturday in Southern Sports Edition. I wrote it with a little bit of an attitude, and I apologize for that.
Well, I was talking to Dana before we came here. She read me the article. I didn't read it. She was reading it to me. She was telling me about the grades that you gave us.
Yeah.
And I just was joking with her, and I just told her, I said, that just reminded you of your high school days.
It did. No, my college days, excuse me. But when we come back from the break, we'll talk a little bit about the defense, and then we'll talk about Effingham. So we'll be right back on the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glenn County, Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
This crazy South Georgia weather is like a box of chocolates. But no matter the temperature outside, air adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. In fact, Air Adjusters has combined experience of over 100 years. High quality work, trained professionals. Give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call, 912-264-9747, or online at airadjusters.com. Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition?
Jessup Furniture Outlet, Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kev Branch on location at Moondoggies. This segment is brought to you by Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Air Adjusters, and by Jessup Furniture. Coach, looking back, we forced some turnovers on defense. We gave up 26 points, which isn't too terribly bad. Maybe we didn't play as bad on defense as some of us thought we did in that football game.
No, you look at it, you know, they had really one drive where they drove all the way down and scored without something gimmickly happening. But, you know, they, besides that, we pretty much shut them down. They, in their option and what they do, they're going to move the football. They are going to do good things with it. They're a well-coached option type team. However, you know, you look at, you know, we talked about the sudden change. One touchdown was given up on a sudden change big play on the reverse pass. Another touchdown was set up by a blocked punt that put the ball on the 1 yard line. Another touchdown was set up by a throwback where, when you watch on film, our guys read it, went there to get it, and tripped, stumbled, and fell over each other. And he was able to catch it and take it, you know, all the way to the 1 yard line. So you take, you know, plays like that where we actually hurt ourselves out of the game. Yeah, our defense didn't play that bad, especially against a team like Glenn, who's very good at what they do offensively.
Coach, I've watched a lot of football, and I don't think I've ever seen a block punt ricochet the way that ball ricocheted as far back as it did, and that just was typical of how the night went for us. That ball just like shot out of a cannon.
Oh yeah, and I wish, going back, you know, Jalen, you know, he's a really good athlete, and one of the things we told him, if he feels pressure, just take off and run. He'll get the first down. And for some, that night, you know, it wasn't one of his better nights, and he was slow getting the punt off, but you could see the pressure coming. I just, you know, going back, I'm like, man, why don't you just sidestep him, and you could have ran all the way to the end zone yourself. But it didn't happen that way, and he went, and he was just so concentrating on getting the kickoff that when he kicked it, that guy just was able to come in there full force and make the block, and, you know, the ball went down to the 1 yard line.
You listen to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, this week of practice, I know it was tough going out there after losing to your biggest rival. You know, I was a player once, and all of us play, and you know how practice is after those tough rivalry games. How this week of practice going? How's it going so far?
Well, we talked about several things in the beginning of the week, and, you know, and even after the game. You know, I broke down the word loss, you know, as a learning opportunity, stay strong. And we've been talking about character since I got here in February, trying to have a championship mindset and that kind of stuff. And, you know, after a loss, the real true test of your team, you really get to see what your team's made of. You lose a game like this, and you can really see what your character is. Who are the guys that are willing to fight? Who are the guys that are willing to all right, let's take this as a learning opportunity. Let's move forward. Let's do what we need to do to have a successful rest of the season.
Coach, we got Effingham coming up in the second half of a doubleheader at Glenn County Stadium Friday night. Effingham's beat us 2 years in a row, so we should be ready to play Friday night against the Rebels. Talk a little bit about what they do on offense, what they do on defense. They do have some athletes.
Yes, they do. I believe it was number one who was the region player of the year last year there. Number 10, who's the dynamic player. Number 8, who's a runner that, you know, can break it from any time. So they got weapons. And then they got a big number 41 who looks like Malik Austin for us. He's a real tall receiver. And, they're a physical team. You know, defensively, they run the same defense that we just saw. You know, they run. So we just got to execute what we can do. We execute, we'll be fine. Defensively, our hands will be full with some stuff, but I do think we're better than them up front. And, you know, we come out ready to play and play the type of ball we've been playing throughout the year, we'll beat them. If not, if we play like we did Friday night, we'll lose.
Coach, break down the region so far. We've seen everybody. I mean, everybody's played everybody now. So just break it down a little bit.
Well, I haven't seen Richmond Hill on film yet. I haven't had any opportunity to see them. I'll see them for the first time facing Glenn. So, you know, just looking at how everyone matches up, it's a, you know, Bradwell doesn't quite have all the weapons that the rest of us do. I think Glenn Academy, us, and Richmond Hill are all neck and neck. Effingham, they have very good athletes as well. I don't even know what to say right now. You know, Glenn, us, Richmond Hill, and then probably Effingham is what I'm thinking.
So, Coach, as we these next 2 weeks, most important games on the schedule. First Friday, then next week, Richmond Hill is going to determine our playoff fate. So, you know, any last words to the Pirate contingent here tonight before we sign off?
Well, this is definitely a must-win to guarantee that we'll be in the playoffs. You know, this one here, so you can't lose out in tiebreakers or whatnot. A win here will definitely put us in the playoffs, and a win the next 2 weeks will definitely give us a home playoff game, regardless of any other, you know, tournament events.
One more thing I forgot, Coach. I read an article today. I can't read. It had your Miami Hurricanes midseason projected in the college football playoff.
Well,
that's what I read.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. They have to win in the ACC championship game. They got to get to the ACC championship game first. And recent history has shown us that my Hurricanes will drop a game here or there. If they don't drop any games, well, I'll be surprised. So I hope they do well. I wish them well. But right now, I'm focused on our Pirates.
Well, good luck tomorrow. Good luck Friday night, Coach. And thank you all for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Moondoggies and join us every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for the Sean Pender Show. For Coach Pender, I'm Kip Branch. And as always, Coach,
go Pirates!